From WNIN and PRX, this is Que Pasa Midwest.
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Soy Paola Marisan. In ancient Mexico, the Aztecs made a drink by fermenting the nectar of a cactus plant llamada maguey. Para curar todos los males, to cure all kinds of things. Pulque, the ancient drink, is milky, slightly foamy, y algo pegajoso, somewhat viscous. No hace mucho, you could only try pulque in places like New York, California, and Chicago, pero ahora pulque is regaining its popularity in the Midwest and has made its way to smaller cities like Frankfort, Indiana, where our producer, Maria Thomas, found two cans of pulque natural y pulque curado and wondered why this bodega-sized store, ye olde spirit shop, carried this fermented Mexican drink.
My name is Anthony Hinton, and I am the owner of the ye olde spirit shop in Frankfort, Indiana.
All right, and you guys are the only people I've found in Indiana that sell pulque. And why do you have pulque here?
We have a large Hispanic population, and they have been referring to pulque that we carry it, and we went through all of our vendors, finally found somebody that was willing to carry it, so they imported it for us.
This Aztec drink of the god is at least 2,000 years old, and in this episode, en este episodio, hablamos de por qué esta bebida is seen as a cultural resistance to today's political divide by those from the native land of pulque, and why it's becoming a catch in the heartland. For su contenido, this ancient drink does not lend itself to long-term storage, making it difficult to commercialize. But now, it's making a comeback at some tables in the Midwest.
Bueno, pues estas son unas fajitas al estilo americano para ustedes. Y también les preparé algo que se lleva, creo, muy bien con el pulque, que son unas papitas con chorizo.
Para probar el pulque, visitamos a Norma Rosas Mayen y Manuel Apodaca Valdez, Mexican immigrants who teach Spanish at the University of Southern Indiana. Maria and I are sitting at their home in un pequeño barrio in Evansville, Indiana, trying pulque for the first time. Entonces, what does it mean for Mexicans to drink pulque in el Medio Oeste?
When I drink now the pulque, that even if I did never tasted when my mom lived, I feel the flavor in my nose empareja el sabor. And I think that I was in Mexico in this moment.
In Mexico, pulque went from only being consumed during special ceremonies to something that people drank to ease their pain during La Revolución. The drink of the gods became the drink of the revolution. Pulquerías opened during the Mexican Revolution más de 104 años atrás, when Adelitas gave Mexican revolutionaries pulque to ease the pain of combat.
Las Adelitas were the revolutionary women participating in the revolution. They actually were soldiers and helpers of the male revolutionaries. And they used to introduce pulque and tequila with food, of course, in canastas, in big baskets, into the headquarters of the militaries.
Hoy día, servido por jicareros, served from an ice-filled barrel usando una jícara, it's consumed by some who drink it just because they like the taste or to feel cool among their young hipster peers. But to others, otros lo toman con el sentimiento de revolución, as an expression of resistance, una resistencia a la política de hoy. Norma and Manuel, who moved to the Midwest more than 10 years ago, say this cultural shift is part of the recent U.S.-Mexico tensions.
El resurgimiento del pulque en México ha coincidido con la actual política de los Estados Unidos, ese ambiente que se vive de tensión, de incertidumbre. Puede también traducirse como un movimiento de identidad, ¿no?
I believe that the renaissance of pulque nowadays in the United States, especially in the Midwest, is an example of
cultural resistance of the Mexican community, because in difficult times it has been proved by cultural studies, for example, that when a community is under attack, they create different ways of resistance, and one of these is precisely through food or through other expressions, cultural expressions, because the American society is not only one single race, one single culture. On the contrary, it's multicultural, multiracial, and the Mexican culture has played an important role in the formation, in the formation of the American society, in the American history as well.
But to Norma, pulque is more than just a drink that represents revolution. En su niñez, Norma recuerda como el pulque no podía faltar los domingos en su mesa, like that Sunday Maria and I visited her casa. Este cambio cultural takes her back to the dining room of her mother's house in Mexico.
Mis padres tenían una milpa donde se sembraba maíz, como aquí cualquier cornfield. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the milpa, there were several plants of maguey. So every morning used to come the tlachiquero. I see myself sitting in a table with my mom and my brothers, uncles, every Sunday. As you know, in Mexican families, we have the habit of come together every Sunday and share food. And I remember always in the middle of the table, the pulque for everybody. That couldn't miss it, the pulque along with the big cazuelas. But my mom always keep that pulque or su cuba libre during the Sundays if there were no pulque, because at times the pulque was finished. So era domingo y todo el mundo iba por el pulque en el pueblo de mi mamá. Entonces era muy bonito.
Pulque has made quite a journey from the Aztec drink of the gods to the battlefield de la Revolución, a las mesas de Mexicans and Mexicans inmigrantes en el Midwest.
Sí, sí. Bueno, entonces
yo
lo voy a servir para probarlo.
Agítese bien antes de abrir.
Salud.
Salud.
Ahora sí con pulque. Salud. Mexicano.
Salud. Que esto que el otro.
Salud. Enlatado. Ah, qué buen sabor tiene,
muy
¿no?
Muy rico. Tiene un sabor exquisito, yo diría. It's wonderful. The flavor is authentic.
So based on what I read about pulque natural, I was expecting this to be pretty bitter, and I didn't think I was going to like it. And now I'm thinking I should have got the 6-pack.
Eso nos trae al final de este episodio. ¿Tienes preguntas? Got any questions? Email us at qpm@wnin.org. Maria Thomas helped produce this episodio. And Paola Marizan, dinos, ¿qué pasa Midwest?
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 ¿Qué pasa Midwest? A bilingual podcast telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.